Your fantasy football drafts are right around the corner, so that means let's go ahead and jump into some of my favorite must-draft wide receivers. These are wide receivers going in the middle rounds of your fantasy drafts and wide receivers that I think that can outperform their current ADP. So, lock it in. Let's ride. Welcome back in. Let's just go ahead and jump right into it. So, leading things off, surprise, it's Michael Pittman, right? Wide receiver 13 right now, 38th overall. This is an easy pick for me. I absolutely love Michael Pittman. I think I have him ranked probably much more ahead of consensus right now. I have him ranked wide receiver 9, and I think that he definitely has wide receiver 1 upside, and I think he takes a big step forward this year from where he was at last year. Now getting Matt Ryan into this offense is going to be help. Carson Wentz was not great last year. While I don't think Matt Ryan is prime Matt Ryan, the guy that he used to be, I still think he is more than adequate to get the job done here, and there's just absolutely nobody else here in this offense to take targets away from Michael Pittman, who had 130 of them last year, 25% target share in that offense, almost 1,100 receiving yards and 6 touchdowns. He averaged 14 fantasy points per game, and he was also 19th in yards per route run. So there's a ton to love about Michael Pittman. And don't be afraid of taking him at his current ADP. Even if it rises a little bit more, I think it's perfectly fine to take Michael Pittman where he's going. Big things coming for him this year. Let's move it on to the next one. It's Deontay Johnson, wide receiver 14, 39th overall. For a guy who had 170 targets last year, 28.5% target share. He was 15th in market share of area yards in the offense, 13th in deep targets, 77.5 catchable target rate, which was 40th among all wide receivers last year, which really tells you just how bad Big Ben was last year. However, this is a guy that had a 17.2 fantasy points per game last year, 30th in yards per route run, 6th in yards after the catch, and then he's also 10th in target separation. And Deontay Johnson's more than just the short and intermediate, like pop gun type wide receiver, right? He is definitely a guy that can win in all quadrants of the field. And I think now without Big Ben, you know, and his noodle arm gone, I think even as crazy as it sounds with somebody like Mitchell Trubisky, I think this offense can be more explosive than it was last year. I think you see more deep shots. I think you see more play action and rollouts and stuff like that, and be able to get somebody like Mitchell Trubisky on the run. Yes, and we'll see, you know, with this year off, learning, you know, under Brian Daboll, Josh Allen last year with Buffalo, how much has it really helped them? But whether it's him, whether it's the first round pick, Kenny Pickett, I think they definitely have an upgrade at quarterback this year. And so I don't expect much of a drop off, if any, for Deontay Johnson. Going 39th overall, wide receiver 14, for a guy who finishes a wide receiver 1, wide receiver 8 overall last year, this is still good value. I still think he can finish as a wide receiver 1 this year. Bet on talent. Follow the target, and you'll do well for yourself. So let's keep it moving. Let's talk about DJ Moore, another wide receiver that has a quarterback change. Wide receiver 17th, 47th overall last year for him. 162 targets, 5th in market share of air yards, 19 deep targets, 93 receptions, 1,157 receiving yards, 4 touchdowns, 14th in fantasy points per game, with a truly abysmal 71.6% catchable target rate last year, 71st among all wide receivers. Sam Darnold's so bad. So bad. And so now that they get Baker Mayfield, who they traded for, who's going to have, you know, all of training camp to really get rapport with these wide receivers. You know, listen, while I don't think Baker Mayfield is a great quarterback, I think this is a definite upgrade for this offense. And, you know, we'll see with Baker Mayfield, right? I mean, he's somebody that is coming off tons of injuries last year. I mean, he was injured the entire season last year, played through them. This is really kind of a big year for Baker Mayfield. If he's going to get another opportunity to be a starting quarterback after this year, you know, now that his contract will be up and he'll, you know, be looking to sign somewhere else or possibly re-sign with Carolina, depending on how things go here. I just think DJ Moore is in a great spot. You know, right now this wide receiver room is kind of barren. I mean, you have Robbie Anderson, who is he staying? Is he going? Is he retiring? Is he not? You know, he was not very good last year. You have, you know, second year wide receiver, you know, Terrence Marshall, who, you know, maybe he can turn his career around. If he doesn't, you know, no real tight end that's going to have some sort of big time presence in this offense. So really it's going to run through him and Christian McCaffrey. So I like DJ Moore once again, wide receiver 17. If Baker Mayfield can kind of turn things around and be kind of the guy he was a couple of years ago, especially in the second half, like this could be a really big year for DJ Moore. And finally, maybe he puts it all together and maybe he actually gets some touchdown love, because that's really what's been holding him back in his career. So anyways, next up, we have Mike Williams, wide receiver 19, 50 51st overall. And I'm gonna be here to tell you there should not be a big of a gap between him and Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen right now is currently going at wide receiver 10, 27th overall, compared to Mike Williams at wide receiver 19, 51st overall. And listen, I expect Mike Williams to outscore Keenan Allen this year. And I don't really think that's really that much of a hot take, to be honest with you. We saw it last year with him. He had some really big weeks in the first part of the season. He got injured. Then he just kind of wasn't himself for the next 4 weeks. Then he got back on track and started looking more like the guy we saw in the first half of the season. And, you know, Keenan Allen now is on the opposite side, wrong side of 30. And to be honest with you, I would rather have a lot of the wide receivers that are going around Keenan Allen than Keenan Allen. I mean, Mike Williams is going 26, one spot off. Give me Mike Evans all day. And then, you know, A.J. Brown, I'd rather have him, rather have T. Higgins. So, I mean, all those wide receivers I'd rather have than Keenan Allen. And so Mike Williams last year was great, 15.4 fantasy points per game, which is wide receiver 13. Listen, he's going at wide receiver 19 and one of the best offenses in the league with one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So Mike Williams should be going higher than this. A little bit disrespectful to Mike Williams. And again, another guy with wide receiver one upside. So next up, it wouldn't be a show of mine if I didn't talk about Darnell Mooney, wide receiver 23, 60th overall. Probably my favorite wide receiver, honestly, heading into this year between him and Michael Pittman. 140 targets, 26.7% target share last year, 14th in market share of air yards, 15th in deep targets, 81 receptions for 1,055 receiving yards, 5 touchdowns. And surprise, surprise, once again, a not good 75% catchable target rate last year in this offense. Goodness, Matt Nagy is gone. Yes, we do have some questions, you know, with Luke Getsy, the new offensive coordinator here, because he's really...
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Never called plays, but Darnell Mooney last year was great. 18th in yards after the catch, 24th in yards for route run. He's gotten better each of the first 2 years he's been in the league, and I don't expect that to change again this year. I think he can take another step forward. I think he can see an increase in targets. I think that you're going to see a more efficient offense this year. I think you're going to see them really do things with Justin Fields that better suits his game, getting him outside of the pocket, RPOs, play action, and really getting him on the run. I really see a lot of deep shots here in this offense, which is going to greatly benefit Darnell Mooney because he's definitely the deep target they have here. And there's just nobody else. It's him, Cole Kmet, and that's really it. Darnell Mooney's in a prime spot to smash this year. Again, another guy that I really feel like has some wide receiver one upside here, but at the very least, a very strong high-end wide receiver two in 2022 for Darnell Mooney. Next up, let's talk about Courtland Sutton. Quarterback upgrade this year. You couldn't go for a better situation going from one of the worst quarterbacks in the league between Drew Lock or Teddy Bridgewater, to be honest with you, to now going to Russell Wilson. And it's just an absolute perfect match for Courtland Sutton. You get a quarterback who is terrific at the deep ball, and that is what Courtland Sutton really thrives at. 15.7 average depth of target last year, second among all wide receivers, and 29 deep targets, sixth among all wide receivers last year. It's no secret that he wasn't great last year. 58 receptions, 776 receiving yards, and 2 touchdowns. But again, wide receiver 25, 58th overall. Very high ceiling here for somebody like Courtland Sutton in this Broncos offense. Yes, there's a lot of targets here between Jerry Jeudy, Tim Patrick, KJ Hamler, Albert O, Greg Dulcich, Javonte Williams. I mean, there's a lot of targets here, but I think he best suits to be the wide receiver one, that outside deep threat in this offense. And I think it's big stuff for Courtland Sutton this year. He's going to get back on track. Still a young wide receiver, dominant wide receiver that had over 1,100 yard season with Drew Lock. And now you're getting Russell Wilson. Allen Robinson, wide receiver 30, 69th overall, 66 targets last year, 19.2 target shares, terrible, 76th in yards per outrun, 90th in yards after the catch last year. There's two sides here with Allen Robinson. There's one, you think that he still has it. Two, you don't. I happen to believe that he does, and I would rather bet on this, especially at current cost, right? Opportunity cost is great here. I think he steps right into kind of that Robert Woods type role, almost 8 targets per game, 21.5% target share last year for him, 15.2 fantasy points per game, 45 receptions, 556 receiving yards, and 5 touchdowns last year for Robert Woods. And I think this is the type of role that he's going to be stepping into. If you can get a wide receiver that's going to get 8+ targets per game, immense touchdown upside, and, you know, tethered to one of the better quarterbacks in the league with Matt Stafford, who's always undervalued, I'm about that life with Allen Robinson. So next up, we have Juju Smith-Schuster, wide receiver 35, 81st overall. Over the first 5 years in the league, he has been a wide receiver 2 or better in fantasy points per game in 3 of those 5 years. Yes, last year was a down year. He got hurt very early on in the season. And the year before that, he wasn't great, but he wasn't bad either. But, you know, again, you know, he's been tethered into an offense with Big Ben, who just hasn't been the same quarterback in, you know, 2 or 3 years. So, you know, I think now you bring him over 1 year deal in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes and, you know, with Tyreek Hill gone, I think he is going to operate as the number one wide receiver here, be more of the short and intermediate guy where you get guys like Mecole Hardman, Marquez Valdez-Scantling going deep and doing that stuff. So very cheap for a wide receiver going in a Kansas City Chiefs Patrick Mahomes-led offense. So take the discount. And, you know, I think a solid wide receiver 2 years incoming for Juju Smith-Schuster. So last but not least, let's get through these last couple of guys and let's get out of here. First up, let's talk about Rashad Bateman. I really don't get his ADP. It really doesn't make any sense to me. Wide receiver 88th overall, 46 receptions last year, 515 receiving yards, 1 touchdown. And he was really only a wide receiver 3 or better in 5 of the 13 games he played. I get it. He's the perfect complement for Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is not a great deep ball passer. I don't know if he ever will be at this point of his career. But what he does do a very good job is the short intermediate route type stuff. While Marquise Brown is great and a great deep threat, he's not somebody that you really expect to be a great short intermediate route guy, like that kind of your typical X wide receiver, big body guy like Rashad Bateman is. And yes, Mark Andrews is still there, but Rashad Bateman, and you know, they felt so comfortable with Rashad Bateman that they were able to just go ahead and trade Marquise Brown away. And so I think Rashad Bateman is definitely looking, I think you're looking at probably 130, 135 targets this year for Rashad Bateman. And at wide receiver 88th overall, like again, another guy that has pretty strong wide receiver 2 upside. So I'm buying that all day. And last but not least, Christian Kirk, you know, he kind of reset the entire wide receiver market this offseason with his massive contract that he got, incentive laden contract with the Jags. But wide receiver 41, 103 overall. And this was a guy last year with an 18% target share, 103 targets at Arizona, 77 receptions, almost 1,000 receiving yards and 5 touchdowns, which was good for 12.2 fantasy points per game. He was 28th in yards per route run, 22nd in target separation, and he was 12th in route wins and 43.6% route win rate, which is 22nd among all wide receivers. This is a good wide receiver, okay? I'm not saying he's an elite wide receiver. Did he deserve the contract? That's a different conversation for a different day. But, you know, this is year 2 with Trevor Lawrence. Thank goodness Urban Meyer is gone. Doug Peterson's there. He is going to do good things for this offense. And I think Christian Kirk operates as the wide receiver 1 in this offense. Listen, yes, they brought in a lot of different receivers. Zay Jones, you know, Laviska Shenault is still there. Marvin Jones, old ass, is still there. But I think Christian Kirk has got to be the wide receiver 1 here in this offense. And I think we could see Trevor Lawrence take kind of a big step forward this year and this offense actually look like an NFL offense. So I like Christian Kirk at cost. For wide receiver 41, 103 overall is great value for a guy, again, that I feel like this is probably more of a wide receiver 2 type ceiling here. But I think at worst, you're talking about a wide receiver 3 that's going as a wide receiver 4 right now. So Christian Kirk is a pretty easy buy for me. I don't really care about the contract and all that stuff. That doesn't matter to me. I think this offense is going to be a lot better in Jacksonville. So that being said, be sure to hit that like and subscribe button for future content. I appreciate everybody checking out the video. Let us know in the comments section below, you know, what are your thoughts about this list? Who did I get right? Who do you think I may have gotten wrong? Or who do you think I may have left off? Who's some guys that you're excited about that you think that's going to outperform their ADP in the middle rounds? I will talk to you on the next one. Bye.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.